Hello, welcome to my podcast. My name is Primrose Daughter, but you can call me Rose. It's been a while since I did a podcast, but today something just came out and I just had to do a podcast. Okay, so I was talking to this Twitter user about fake prophets and why people fall for such things. All right, these people, they may be fake, they may not be. I'm not going to name any names. I don't want their fans to come and attack me, but I'm going to talk about a situation where someone is fake, is taking advantage of people, and people are being taken advantage of willingly. All right, what happens? Most of the times, I realized it's desperation. Deep down, someone may know this is fake. This is not gonna work. But because they're in a desperate situation, they try, hoping that the situation they are in will be resolved. So most of the times, people know they enter into these situations willingly and knowingly, but because of their situation, they may just want to try. And these people are taking advantage of vulnerable people. These prophets, these traditional healers, these people, I'm just going to call them these people, they are taking advantage of vulnerable people. They know that when someone goes to them, they're desperate, they want answers. It might be a court case, it might be they are about to be fired, their marriage is not working, and some people are generally lazy, they want to be rich without working for it, or their business is being affected by this economic situation, and they think it's evil spirits. So they know, they're like emotional vampires. They prey on emotions. They know that these people are vulnerable. These people are desperate for an answer. We're laughing about a situation where somebody was selling holy mealy meals. what do you call them? Holy corn and holy bricks. Come on. And you know, sometimes it's trickery. So they may know. Sometimes it's psychological. Let's say I have a following of 10,000 people. Every Sunday, I fill up a stadium of 10,000 people. All right. So I just go and say, the Lord is blessing somebody with a card tonight. So everybody place a seeding of a $1. There are 10,000 people. Let's say dollar by 10,000 people. How much is that? We all know if it is what? $2,000. You see? Sometimes they're just being clever, but sometimes we just go there willingly. And you don't need to be brainwashed. Most people, it's sad that they look up to these people. They see God's work. They see their ancestors' work, but they take these people for granted. It's sad. Anywho, have a nice weekend. And today I recorded in the middle of the afternoon, so I'm sure you can hear my loud family screaming. I'll do another one, and another one is an interesting topic. So let me know what you think in the comment section. Yeah. Hello. Welcome to 2021. I know it's been a minute. I've missed you all. My name is Prima Stosa, and this is All Things Zimbabwe, a podcast where we talk about everything. I mean everything, guys. It's been a while. I don't even know where to begin. But this is a quick podcast just to say hi and to let you know that I'm alive and to let you know that this podcast is still on. I know it's been a rough year. 2020 was a very rough year. I know we've lost a lot of loved ones. We've lost a lot of things because of COVID-19. But this year, I'm hopeful. COVID is still here. And by the looks of things, it's still going on. And it looks like it will be in our lives forever or for a long time. But things are looking up. There's a vaccine, and people are being vaccinated right now. So all hope is not lost, guys. What have you been up to? Have you been setting goals? Have you been exercising? What are your New Year's resolutions? Today I want to talk about New Year's resolutions. This is year 3 where I don't write resolutions down. The main reason is, personally, I don't stick to those resolutions. I don't know about you guys, but personally, I don't. No, I don't. I maybe for a week or two, and it's like a curse. When I say maybe I want to go on a diet, after a week or two, I break those rules because it was on my New Year's resolutions. By February, up to now, I would have forgotten about those. So 2021 is about the fresh start, new beginnings. We've learned so much in 2020. Actually, I learned that life is fragile. I've lost people who were so close to me, and the deaths were so sudden. Some were COVID related, some were not. So I've decided, and since I've learned that life is fragile, I've decided to live life according to my own terms. So I've been quiet lately because I've been detoxing. I've been facing a hard time. The other part where I was quiet is because I've been detoxing from social media. Social media can be toxic. The pressure. Guys, you open Instagram and you begin to feel like a street kid. Yeah, everybody looking good, posting their goals. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm an underachiever, but there's a lot of pressure from social media. But what I can assure you is nobody posts their failures. So don't let social media pressurize you. Okay. So that's what I did. I took some months off social media. Right now, I'm not really back. I'm only back on my platforms, on my blog and my business platforms, and this podcast. I'm still off social media. I'm gonna be off for a while. There are a lot of things I want to sort out. I want to make sure the flex matches the bank account, if you know what I mean. All right, so I'm hoping 2021 will be good for you. I'm wishing you I know it's a little bit late in the year, but it's never too late to wish anyone a good 2021. And I'm just wishing you positive vibes, fresh air, and, you know, stay woke. All right. Catch you next time when we discuss more pressing and interesting things.